concern and what needs to be patented and what not need to be patented. The pricing, the new pharmaceutical pricing is under the realm of the group of ministers now headed by Mr. Sharad Pawar. They have met once on this issue, once or twice maybe on this issue, but they have not yet taken any view, and they are expected to take a view and then submit it to the cabinet for their review. So that is also still in a phase which I would say will take some time before the group of ministers make up their mind on the pharmaceutical pricing. That leaves us to the last aspects of patented drug pricing, which have been talked about now. And there was a committee which was formed in the Ministry of Chemicals, headed by a secretary, Mr. Gurdeep Singh, who has left, and therefore that report, that committee is also itself not been reformed and reconvened. The report on patented drug pricing is expected to be given to the group of ministers again for their review. So as far as pharmaceutical administration issues are concerned, I think it's still in a very fluid state. No decisions have been taken. There's a whole lot of uncertainty around this. And on the other hand, the NPP is getting very aggressive in terms of putting pressure on pricing. You're not allowed to increase prices beyond 10%. A whole lot of products are coming under cost control by way of a common ceiling price, and so on and so forth. In spite of that, I think the industry has done pretty well. It's growing around about 8 to 10%. Though the last 2 months, the IMS data has not come, the growth has slowed down in the last 2 months. And I think it would be lower than 8% in the last 2 months if once we have the data, we can know about it. As far as the Pfizer performance is concerned, I think Gundu did mention about non-availability of raw materials. We did have a few challenges in the last quarter, mainly on account of non-availability of raw materials, which was being supplied by government. And also we had challenges on some of our counterfeit products. I think these two, coupled with efforts on streamlining the organization, has resulted in a little bit of slow growth on the top lines. But what is heartening is on the KDPs, particularly where there is key detail planning, the growth has been very good in some of the products, particularly Revlogard and Magnamycin have done pretty well on KDPs. The negative growth mainly is driven because of the low growth in the Corex group and almost a flat growth on Bicosils. And these are really the major products that contribute to our overall growth. But this quarter, that's the third quarter, if we get the regular supplies and if the market picks up, particularly during monsoon, then I think we should have a real positive growth as going forward in the third quarter. We are in the process of streamlining our operations, and the entire streamlining exercise is expected to be completed next month. On the consumer health, I think we have not yet been able to come to any firm decision as to what is the way forward. And at the last board meeting also, the board has not yet decided on the way forward for consumer health. So the consumer health is also not yet been decided. And there has been a really negative, lower than budgeted performance on consumer health and almost a negative growth on consumer health, which is actually bringing down the growth and the other pharmaceutical business. What are our plans and how do we look at the business in near-term future? We are strongly looking at launching two or three products in near future. We are also looking at various other opportunities, particularly in areas of expanding our geographical reach, and the plans are in place and resources are being put in this directions. So I think, and we are also looking at some line extensions and some combinations of products in the short and near term. So I think there is a lot of positiveness as we move forward, and with the improvement in material supplies and with the market being picked up, and then we are sure we will be able to show some positive trend. Now over to you, Roshni. You can give it to the analysts for their questions.
Certainly, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the live question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and 1 on your push button phone and await your turn to ask the question. If your question has been answered before your turn, you wish to withdraw, you may do so by pressing the hash key. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, please press star and one now. For any questions, participants are requested to press star and one on their push button phones. We have a first question from Mr. Ranjit Kapadia from Prabhudas Leeladhar. Please go ahead.
Keval, I just wanted to know what was the effect of this shortage of codeine phosphate on Corex cell. Can you quantify? And second question is regarding the, we have said that we are launching 2 to 3 products. So what is the plan, which is in this quarter or in the next quarter?
The shortage of codeine products had an impact to an extent. As I said, the performance on codeine on the Corex overall has been below the budget by almost about 10% in terms of growth. Really, I wouldn't be able to exactly tell you what would have been impact on growth, but the entire group has not grown. It is just, it's a flat growth. So what we had estimated, the growth has not happened. And this is on a bigger product. If it had grown, the entire, you know, the entire pharmaceutical business grows.
And so regarding the new product introduction, whether
Regarding the new product introduction, yeah, we have some exciting products in pipeline for introduction. Well, expected to maybe by last quarter of this or early next year.
Last quarter of this year.
Or early next year.
Okay. And this regarding sale of, can you quantify the sale of Lyrica, Viagra and Caduate in the quarter?
Okay, Gundu can take it up this.
Good evening, Ranjit.
Good evening.
Viagra was, the total turnover is about 57 lakhs in this quarter. And Lyrica was 1 crore 80 lakhs.
And Caduate?
Caduate was around 34 lakhs.
34 lakhs, okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kapadia, for your questions. Next in queue is Mr. KC Suri from Span Capital. Mr. Suri, please go ahead.
Yeah, my questions have been answered. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Suri. Next in line is Mr. Nimesh Desai from Motilal Oswal Securities.
Yeah,
Mr.
Good
Desai?
Evening. Yeah, good evening. Just wanted to know the sales figures for the consumer healthcare business and animal healthcare business, and actually what has been the growth number there for these two businesses?
Well,